concerns are the public concerns. We are too much concerned about the construction of the airport. The construction actually started in 2006, and until now, the construction of the airport and the renovation has not been finished, finalized. And therefore, we strongly feel that we, the public, demand to know when is the airport finishing and how much amount of money has been utilized so far on the construction of the airport. Because we cannot construct the airport indefinitely. Has to be there a timeline when it is finishing. We want to know, is the problem with the contractors that are not serious? Is the problem the government through the Ministry of Transport? Or is there lack of finance? Or is there any alleged corruption allegation that is related to this project?
Yes, and why are you raising these concerns now? Because as you have known, the government have been complaining of lack of money, oil shut down, there seems to be no money, and a lot of that has been said over and over again. And if you look at the economic situation as well of the country, the dollar rate is extremely increasing in the black market, and there seems to be inflation generally. With all this going on in the country, why are you raising these concerns now?
The project and the money, the project began in 2006. And so far, this is not a new project. It's a project that should have finished long time ago. But the government is still silent, and the airport is still the way it is. So this is not a new project that is going to go into a new budget or something. It's something that has been previously budgeted for. Contractors has been contracted. And therefore, the work did start a long time ago. The big question is, why is the work not finishing?
Yes, and if you look at the airport right now, there's the VIP section that has been repolished and built. Don't you think that that is a positive, and maybe slowly the airport will be built?
Compared to the time and the amount of money spent on the project, and if you travel to anywhere, you will come to find out that South Sudan has the worst airport in the world. And therefore, that is not the standard what an international airport should be, which is actually being constructed with huge kind amount of money. And it seems that actually the contractors, and every time we have a new Minister of Transport comes in, there are new terms and a new agreement, a new project added into the project, to the current project. Therefore, all of this is just either a delaying technique or either there is corruption allegation that is going underground, people are not aware about it, or lack of seriousness and commitment. Remember, the airport is the face of the nation. It reflects the nation to the outsiders. That money actually belongs to South Sudanese. I don't believe in saying the money belongs to the government. The money belongs to us, the South Sudanese. And we deserve to know where did the money been spent for. Either it was done on loan or either it was done on a pay cash, still at the end of the day, is the South Sudanese and the future generation are the one to pay for it. So compared amount of time and the amount of money, to us, that is a zero work.
Yes, and in a time like this now, where the situation of the country is like this, do you think the airport should be prioritized?
I think the contractors should never take the situation of our time, because this project was started when the country had a peace in 2006. We never had rebels. We never had financial crisis. So what link does it have to do with the current situation, the political crisis and economic crisis we're going through? The contractors, the China Harbor, has to finish for us our job, or else tell us that we are unable. And that is why we call on the parliament to properly investigate into the reasons of the delay, what is happening, whether the delay is lack of commitment, lack of finances, and whatever we have to know. We can't just construct an airport for all this time under the construction, and we don't see anything that is moving ahead.